Growth in the Shadows, 2025. Peg D'Souza. Glass, plywood, silicon, biofeedback modular synthesis, LED lights, various species of mycelium, tree branches, leaves, moss, lichen, various small creatures, including isopods, worms, bugs, mites, and other natural materials from the Bundanon landscape. Biofeedback Patch by Lucas Abella, courtesy of the artist. This installation features two big boxes containing a wide variety of material collected from the environs of Bundanon. The boxes are 310 millimetres high by 105 millimetres wide and 90 millimetres deep and include a soundtrack created from biofeedback loops connected to the material. The top of the boxes feature four panes of glass, two pitched like a tent, so that we can see into each box from above. The boxes are called Wardian cases, an early type of terrarium or sealed protected container for plants and insects. Wooden handles are attached to the narrow sides of the cases so they can be easily managed. The two Wardian cases sit along the northern wall of Gallery 2. The installation is lit by a strip of ultraviolet light which falls onto the floor from above. Behind the cases, a silhouette of country has been painted on the white wall. It features a hill with a horizon that dips in gentle increments to around a fifth of the wall height at the edges. Green paint fills the area beneath to floor level. The trays on display inside the cases are covered with various species of mycelium, moss, lichen, scattered leaves, small ferns, sections of fallen branches, soil, and various small creatures, including isopods, worms, bugs, spiders, and mites, just like the forest floor. There are bracket or shelf fungi and other mushrooms in their fruiting state, which are growing on the host logs, including small pockets of dead man's fingers, some small red stinkhorns, and patches of yellow jelly fungus. The woody bracket fungi are varied in colour, and the circular shelves or brackets often grow in an irregular planar fashion. Ultraviolet light from inside the enclosed cases highlights the lichen and various fungi on the branches, and the glass runs with evaporated moisture. Each case has a biofeedback synthesis, which is a soundscape. Sound is captured from the growing organisms inside the box as small alligator clips are hooked up to the logs inside the cabinet. Electrical wires run through the installation to a feedback device, which then plays a sound patch that D'Souza created with Lucas Abella. When moisture is present, the mycelium, which is often white and has a branching structure, is active and makes noise, and you will be able to hear the electrical impulses captured through the biofeedback synthesis. The glass panes at the top of the box have black pen drawings on their surface, which are four mind maps. These diagrams unpack the artist's research and thinking about the ecosystem visible under the glass panes. The drawings spread from a centrally placed point, growing outwards in an organic fashion. Lines wriggle and branch towards the circular edge of the diagram, like the developing root system of a great tree or a neural network. The finely drawn lines are interspersed with blocks of text that disrupt the lines which fade out behind the words. Mind Map 1 has 19 blocks of writing which consider themes of interdependence and reciprocity. An example of the text states, Mycelium is the neurological network of nature. These powerful connections mean they depend on each other to survive and thrive. And another concludes, they are constantly communicating and engaged with other organisms in their ecosystem. Mind Map 2 has 12 blocks of text. They include the statement, the health of the community can lead to more healthy individuals and therefore an increased chance of survival. And this quote from Donna Haraway, we require each other in unexpected collaborations and communications. In hot compost piles, we become with each other or not at all. Mind Map 3 blocks state, humans are causing loss of some species before they are even identified. As we lose biodiversity, we are heading towards massive ecological collapse. Mind Map 4 has 18 text blocks. One states, plants can't really move, so they learn to communicate and work together with those around them. And humans often opt out of the universe's principles of sustainability and reciprocity, which leaves us battling issues such as climate change and organism extinction. These live displays will continue to change and grow as the mycelium settles into place and the fungi gains a foothold in this specially constructed environment. As a living ecosystem, the cases are taken outside weekly for some air to receive extra moisture and whatever is needed. Throughout the exhibition, natural resources team from Bundanon may replenish or replace some of the mycelium back to the environment, so there may be changes to the exact fungus inside each box. Keg D'Souza is an artist of Goan ancestry who lives on unceded Gadigal land in Sydney. D'Souza is trained as an architect, and in this work, she focuses on the fragile nature of the environment, changes which occur in microscopic increments, and the complex ecosystems required to sustain them. D'Souza's research for this new commission explored the historical transport of plants during Great Britain's colonisation of much of the globe, particularly the invention of the Wardian case in the 1830s. This enclosed case design revolutionised the transport of live specimens, influencing botanical history and the course of international economics and trade. The live audio biofeedback by Lucas Abella captures the electrical impulses of the mycelium. These are then translated into a human electronic soundscape, which you hear about you in proximity to this exhibit.